Doesn't make sense to allocate money to fixed income securities right now. That's what we'll be discussing with Vahan Janjigian, CFA. Vahan is Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management, a former Forbes columnist, and author of several books, including the Forbes CFA Investment Course and the iconoclastic Even Buffett Isn't Perfect. Vahan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
So the Fed is kept interest rates low. They've made the promise to keep interest rates low for quite some time. So does it make sense to allocate money to fixed income?
You know, I'd say the answer is yes and no. And the Fed has really, in my opinion, made a big mistake here. They're really punishing the wrong people in the economy. They're punishing the people who save and provide money for investment purposes. So now we have a lot of elderly people who really rely on the interest that their investments produce, and they're getting virtually nothing thanks to the Fed. And not only are interest rates low, the Fed has promised to keep them low for an extended period of time. And this has created tremendous challenges for us at Greenwich Wealth Management. We have clients who would really like to generate more income from their investments. And traditionally, we used to use a nice asset allocation model and have quite a bit of fixed income in there. We're not avoiding fixed income. We're still buying fixed income securities, but we're trying to keep that duration down because we know that eventually rates will have to go up. And if you're locked in at a long duration, you're really going to get hurt. But we are looking at corporates rather than treasuries in order to get that additional yield. And we're also considering alternative forms of investments to produce income. For example, real estate investment trusts, preferred stocks rather than just common stocks. We're also considering master limited partnerships to get some income. And even though some people have argued that it's a crowded trade, we really like dividend producing stocks.
So all of those are income producing alternatives. Do you also look around for non-income producing alternatives like commodities? And if so, what kind of wrappers are you looking to have them in?
Well, the answer is it depends on the client. We do have clients who are very interested in alternatives such as commodities or currencies or even things like farmland and timberland and stuff like that. But for our typical client, these are things that they typically would not be interested in. And if they are, we get them exposure to those areas using vehicles such as exchange-traded funds. We find that exchange-traded funds are an excellent way to get exposure to certain asset classes, for example, foreign stocks. I mean, we don't want to be in the business of picking individual foreign stocks, but we do want to have exposure to certain parts of the world at certain times, and exchange-traded funds allow us to do that. There are exchange-traded funds for real estate investment vehicles. There are exchange-traded funds for commodities. So there's a lot out there to choose from, and it's a very easy vehicle to use.
How much of your decision-making process and your client's discernment process revolves around the issue of taxes as it relates to these alternatives and the wrappers they come in?
Well, taxes are very important, especially now that we're looking at the fiscal cliff and the possibility that tax rates are going to rise and that the tax preference for things like dividends and capital gains may end. So that's an important consideration. But of course, we also have clients that are in non-taxable accounts. You know, we do have IRAs and 401ks that we manage, and we don't worry about taxes there. But for the typical client that has a taxable account, that's an important consideration. However, because interest rates are now so low, we're willing to take income from non-qualified sources. Of course, dividends from common stock give you that tax preference right now, which may or may not end, we don't know. But other types of income, for example, income from real estate investment trusts don't get that tax preference. But our clients don't really care. They're willing to pay that higher tax as long as the income is high enough.
So you and your clients are still focusing on income, sort of the Modigliani and Miller argument that, listen, it doesn't matter if it's income or if it's capital gains, it's still being derived from the same economic pie. That's not really carrying the day in terms of how people are thinking through this.
Well, you know, when it comes to common stock, as you know, a good portion of common stock returns over time is from the dividends. However, it turns out that the dividends are really most important during a flat or down market. In strong bull markets, dividends don't really matter that much. Right now, we're not very bullish about the market, given all the problems in Europe and in the United States with excessive amounts of debt and huge budget deficits. We don't really see the market going much higher. We think that the recent rally we've had is actually unjustifiable to a large extent. So as a result, we think that it's important to focus on income right now, and that's why we're stressing these dividend-producing stocks rather than the growth stocks.
Vahan, thanks for joining us and sharing your thoughts on what to do in this low interest rate environment.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you. To browse our catalog of other multimedia products, visit us on the web at cfawebcasts.org.
Copyright 2012 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.